Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨.
It's good to be in your presence.
很高兴在大家当中.
Will you turn in the Word to the book of John?
我们请打开圣经约翰福音.
John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章.
We're going to read verses 31 through 38.
我们由第31节读到第38节.
John chapter 8, verse 31.
约翰福音第八章第31节.
Jesus therefore was saying to those Jews who had believed him, If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's offspring, and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you shall become free? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave of sin. And the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. If therefore the son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's offspring, yet you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak the things which I have seen with my father, and therefore you also do the things which you heard from your father. And then over in verse 51, Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death.
约翰福音第八章第38节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说：你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒；你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。他们回答说：我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？耶稣回答说：我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。 奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们却要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道。我所说的是在我父那里看见的，你们所行的是在你们的父亲那里听见的。第51节。
Let's once again bow for a word of prayer. Father, we commit ourselves into your hands.
天父,
and we thank you for the word that you give to us. That you have not only given us the spoken word, but you have given us the living word.
你不单止给我们的是讲的话语，而是给我们的是一个活的话。
We pray that it may become real within our hearts today.
求你使你的话在我们的心中成为真实。
Open up the ears of our hearts that we may be able to hear you.
打开我们心里面的耳朵，使我们能够听见你。
Lead us with your spirit back into your truth.
藉着你的圣灵去引导我们回到真理里面。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祈祷奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
阿们。
So I think this morning by now You know what it is that the burden that the Lord has placed on my heart.
相信大家都知道神是将咩嘅负担系摆喺我心里面。
And I like to study this verse here that talks about truth and freedom.
我愿意同大家分享呢句经文系讲及到真理同埋自由。
In verse 32, because this is something that we hear so much, even in the world, outside the church.
就是32节那里讲到真理和自由，因为实在在我们当中，更加也在世界当中，经常都听到的这两个字。
That if we know the truth will set us free.
如果我们晓得真理，真理就使我们得以自由。
Now, truth and freedom are values that we highly esteem in the society.
真理和自由是在我们这个社会非常高举的一个口号。
You know, it's all around us.
是经常都听到的。
It's in the music that we sing.
在我们听到的流行歌中也都经常听到。
It's in the coins in our pocket, the money.
在我们的银仔上面也都写着。
It says liberty and in God we trust.
是讲到是自由，是靠着我们所依靠的神。
Freedom and truth.
真理和自由。
We know it's what this country has been established on.
也都知道美国就是依据这两点来所建国的。
You know, the great articles that were written to establish the United States of America.
好像在美国的宪法里面，也都是着重这两点。
The Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution.
是美國的憲法, 是要美國獨立過來的一份文件。
You'll find in these documents just the significance of truth and justice and liberty.
在這些文件裡面, 我們實在看到, 真理, 這個, 公正, 和自由, 這幾點的重要性。
Is something that is very important in the society that we live in today.
實在喺我哋所住喺嘅呢個社會裏面，係實在係非常之重要嘅。
And I think that's part of the reason why many of our families immigrated overseas to come to this land of freedom.
相信亦都係因著呢個原因，好多由外地嚟嘅家庭係非常之希望能夠移民嚟到美國呢度。
But I am disturbed this day, as and maybe many of you are as well.
但我心裡面實在有些煩惱，相信大家可能同樣都是同我一樣。
That we have really lost the path and even the source of truth and freedom.
因為我們很多人都是在自由真理上面迷失了。
How many of you know what September 17th, this past Friday, was?
不知大家知不知道9月17號剛剛過了這個星期五是一個什麼日子?
Does anyone know what day it was?
知不知道這一天是什麼日子呢?
What National Day of Observance?
是一個全國紀念的日子。
I didn't know either.
我自己都不知道。
I didn't know until I heard it.
直到我聽到之後我才知道。
It was Constitution Day.
是這個美國憲法成紀念美國憲法成文的紀念日。
That is, it was a day that the United States Constitution was signed.
就是在這一天幾百年前美國的憲法是被寫成去簽名的。
September 17th, 1787. 223 years ago. Our Constitution was signed for this land. But it was a day like most other days. Forgotten on the minds and hearts of 99.99% of the people in the land.
是被美國99.99%的人遺忘的。
Including mine.
我仍然包括我在內。
And I think this forgetfulness kind of speaks of the condition of truth and freedom in this land.
我相信這一天被遺忘，實在是指示到我們如何遺忘了自由和真理原本的意義。
That in some sense we have lost touch, we have had our roots severed.
好像我們原本所建立自由和真理的根基上面是被斷過來。
And we no longer really understand what the meaning and the interpretation is of freedom.
我們再不認識自由的意義和解釋。
I mean, consider this question.
我們願意去思想這個問題。
It's a question about three people.
一個關及三個人的一個問題。
And I want you to evaluate for yourselves which one of these three people has freedom.
我想你自己去衡量一下，这三个人当中，哪个是有自由？
Is it one, the person who is not able to sin?
是不是第一个，一个不能够犯罪的人，他有没有自由呢？
Or is it two, the person who is both able to sin and able not to sin?
是不是第二个，是一个 能夠控制自己犯罪，亦都能夠控制自己唔犯罪嘅人呢？
Or three, is it the person who is not able not to sin?
定係第三一個人，呢一個人係唔能夠唔犯罪嘅。
Okay, not able not to sin. Double negative, the person who is really basically able to sin.
係相符嘅，係唔能夠唔犯罪嘅人。
Which one of these three would you say has freedom?
在這三個人當中，你覺得哪個人是有真正的自由呢？
I think most of us would eliminate the third, especially if we say it in the double negative, someone who is not able not to sin.
我相信大家可能第一, 第一時間就刪咗第三點，呢一個不能夠不犯罪嘅人。
And many of us would probably actually gravitate towards the second person.
我相信好多人都諗，可能應該係第二個人係有真正嘅自由。
The person who is able to choose both to sin and choose not to be able to sin. This is the person who has the freedom. This is like us.
呢個人能夠控制自己犯罪，亦都控制自己唔犯罪。呢個人好似我哋咁樣。
And who is the person who is not able to sin? Who is that first person?
第一個呢一個唔能夠犯罪嘅係邊一位呢?
That person is God.
呢一位就係神。
Would you say that we have more freedom than God?
你會唔會話我哋比神有更多嘅自由呢?
I don't think we would ever dare say such a thing that we have more freedom than God.
我哋相信我哋每一個人都唔敢講我哋有比神有更多嘅自由。
But I think from considering these questions, then we can kind of understand then what freedom really is.
當我哋思想呢個問題嘅時候，我哋能夠更深一層去諗下自由係咩意思。
And freedom has to be placed in its proper context.
自由需要喺一個正當嘅背景裏面嚟解釋出嚟。
Freedom is not so much choosing to do anything that we want to do, anything that pleases us.
自由唔係要 去做一啲能夠滿足我哋自己嘅事情。
Freedom is doing that which we were designed to do.
自由卻係要做一啲我哋起初神創造我哋設計我哋要做嘅事情。
It's doing that which we were designed to do, which we were intended to do.
自由係要做一啲神起初設計我哋要做嘅事情。
Just as if you were to take a fish out of the fish bowl and throw it out of the fish bowl and put it on land.
就好似一條魚，如果你將呢條魚從呢個魚缸、水缸拎出嚟，將佢放喺地上面。
Would you say that fish has freedom now?
你會唔會話呢條魚有自由呢?
No, you just killed the fish.
唔係，你啱啱殺咗條魚。
Yes, no longer is it confined within the bowl or the tank. It's out. It can do anything it wants.
你可能話呢條魚從呢個魚缸被拯救出嚟，佢有自由去做所有嘅事情。
But the fish was never intended. It was never designed to be living out on dry land.
但係呢條魚卻係從來未係被設計到能夠住喺乾嘅地上面。
And so it is with us.
同樣我哋都一樣。
Now God designed us with certain features.
神設計我們有特別的特點
Certain values
有特別的價值觀
And he wants us to stay within those values, within those confines
所以神是願意我們被鎖在這個價值裡面
You know, the picture that sticks in my mind is an incident with my son
我腦海裡面有一幅圖畫是關於我的兒子的
When he was little, he was a very sickly boy.
當佢後生嘅時候，佢成日都病。
He looked undernourished. He looked pale. He didn't look very good.
佢睇落去好瘦，亦都好似冇乜食嘢咁樣，亦都面都好蒼白。
People would come up to us and say, "You don't feed him enough. You're not taking care of him well enough."
其他人會嚟到我面前話俾我聽，係咪你冇喂佢食嘢咧？
And he suffered from asthma.
他亦都有哮喘.
And I would remember there'd be nights where we have to stay up and just be with him.
我記得以前會有好多嘅晚上，我哋要係通宵嘅陪佢一齊。
Just to help him breathe, open the windows wide open.
為著就係要幫佢呼吸，要打開個窗。
We had to take him outside of the front porch so he could breathe the fresh air.
要帶到佢去前院嗰度，等佢能夠吸到新鮮空氣。
I remember going to the emergency room in the middle of night because he was having an attack.
亦都記得我哋試過去 去嗰個急症室，因為佢有呢個哮喘嘅病。
And all those times, I always just felt so much sympathy for this little boy.
喺嗰陣時，我實在非常之憐憫我呢個仔。
Because I know that was not what God really would want for him.
因為我知道神唔希望佢有呢個嘅病。
But that was what God had for him.
And
so I remember when he finally learned to ride the bike, when he was maybe six. And I was amazed how quick he learned to ride the bike. I think I had only spent about 5 minutes with him to teach him how to ride the bike.
我實在驚訝，他所用的時間去學踩單車只係用咗5分鐘嘅啫。
And then he was off. He was free.
5分鐘之後，佢就已經能夠自己踩單車，自己自由嘅去佢嘅地方。
He just had such a big smile on his face as he was riding.
見到佢嘅面上面有好大嘅笑容。
And he looked just almost even reckless.
非常之唔受控制嘅。
But he was free indeed.
但係佢實在係有自由。
No, he's free to do what kids should be doing, playing.
佢實在有自由去作小朋友通常做嘅事情，就係周圍玩。
So he was free to do that which God had designed him to do.
所以嗰陣時佢係有自由去作一啲神係設計小朋友所做嘅事情。
So until we learn what it is that God really intends for us to do, we cannot be free.
所以直至我哋認識神設計我哋嘅目的，我哋唔會能夠明白自由嘅意思。
This then is how freedom and truth are intertwined.
亦都解釋到自由同真理嘅互相嘅關鍵。
Because if you don't know your purpose,
因為如果你唔認識你嘅目的,
then you will not know how to go about carrying yourself.
你就唔能夠為著自己去做事情，關及自己。
You will not know how to live.
你都唔能夠認識如何去活。
God always desired that we would be people who would live in His freedom.
神實在係希望我哋能夠係喺佢嘅自由裏面活著。But
instead, we have found ourselves to be bound in sin.
但係我哋卻係發覺自己係被罪捆綁過嚟。And
we've actually fallen into a state of slavery.
我哋係落到一個做奴隸嘅境況裏面。Now
slavery is a condition where one is under the power and the authority of someone else. Or something else.
奴隸喺一個境況，就係一個人被另外一個人嘅管轄之下。
And we usually think of slavery as in relationship to a service, of having to do something.
當我哋諗起奴隸嘅事情嘅時候，好多時候我哋就係諗到要為一個人做一啲嘅事情。
It's that, but we should also think of slavery as something in relation to dependence.
當然，作事情係奴隸嘅一個特色，但係我哋都要諗，作奴隸就係要係依靠一個人。
That it's not so much a matter of choice anymore, but it's a matter of necessity.
唔再係有呢個選擇權，卻係一定有呢個需要去依靠。
It's something that we're dependent on, something that we can't escape from.
因為係一啲我哋依靠嘅，我哋唔能夠逃脫嘅。
You know, it's like that chocoholic, the person who loves chocolate.
就好似一個人上咗朱古力癮一樣。
He just can't give it up.
佢唔能夠停去食朱古力。
You know, you're only supposed to eat so much chocolate every day.
你知道每一日你淨係只可以食咁多嘅朱古力嘅啫。
And you're watching your weight.
你去睇你嘅重量。
And this person just keeps consuming it, irregardless of what their weight is or what time of day it is.
但係呢個人無論喺咩時間，無論佢嘅重量係幾多，佢卻係一直咁樣去食朱古力。
It is like a law that is over them.
好似有一個律係管住佢咁樣。
No, it's something that always happens.
係一啲時常都會發生嘅事情。
It's like a constant habit, constant phenomenon. It always produces the same results.
係一個持續嘅習性。 一直都係所出嚟嘅結果都一樣。
Right? You put that chocolate in front of that chocolate holic, you know what you're going to have next, an empty box of chocolates.
如果你將一盒朱古力放喺一個上咗朱古力癮嘅人面前，你知道結果會係如何，之後會有個空嘅朱古力盒喺度。
Irregardless of time, of place, of circumstances, this is something that always happens. If A, then B.
無論係咩時間，無論係咩境況裏面，當你咁樣做嘅時候，就有咁嘅結果。
This is the law of sin and of death.
呢個就係罪同死嘅律。
This is what we have fallen into.
这个就是我们堕落到这个境况里面。
Even beyond a matter of choice. Yes, we did choose this path.
是堕落到一个不能够选择的境况。虽然我们起初是选择了这条路。
But now we find ourselves really unable to choose any other way, so it seems.
但是我们来到这个境况，我们不能够再选择其他一条路。
Because we're under law.
因为我们在这个律里面被管制着。
So as we talk about truth and freedom, we really have to understand what perspective to look at it.
所以我们讲及真理和自由的时候，我们要看看我们从什么角度来看。
We have to recognize what it is that we have and what we don't have.
我们要认识我们有的是什么，没的是什么。
Where do we really stand?
我们站立在哪一个地方上面呢？
It's interesting in this passage as Jesus is talking to these Jews. We find that these Jews are actually individuals who believed.
很特别的一个地方，当耶稣在这段经文里面向犹太人说这篇话的时候，这一班犹太人是一班相信他的犹太人。
They believed him, as it says in verse 31.
在第31节那里讲到，这一班是信他的犹太人。
But they did not understand him.
他们却不认识耶稣。
They believed, but they did not understand.
他们相信，却不认识。
What they didn't understand was the true position that they were in.
他们不认识的，就是他们真正所站立的地位。
They thought of themselves as free men.
他们以为自己是一班自由的人。
Never having been enslaved to any other people.
从来都没有作过任何人的奴仆。
But they were stuck.
但他们却是停留在这个境况里面。
They were stuck in their minds.
他们就是停留在他们脑海的思想里面。
Because they had failed to understand that Jesus was speaking at a spiritual level.
因为他们不能够看见耶稣所讲的是关及到属灵的事情。
Not at a social level.
却不是讲到一个地上这个社交的境况里面。
And so then there was this gap, there was this chasm between what Jesus had to say and what they understood.
所以在耶稣所讲和他们所认识中间有一个很大的空隙。
Because freedom to them was just something in their minds.
因为在他们的脑海里面的自由，只是在他们的脑海里面。
It was just something external.
只是外表的。
But the freedom that the Lord was talking about was in the heart.
但是主所讲及的自由是在心里面的。
It was dealing with the spirit.
是讲及到灵的事情。
It was not of the mind.
不是讲到人的脑。
But it is of the heart.
是讲到我们的心。
And we had some sharing a few weeks ago, and a brother reminded me of something that another brother had shared with us once before.
几个星期之前在一个交通里面，弟兄提醒我，另一位弟兄的一个交通。
That when we just store all these things away in our mind rather than our hearts.
当我们将这些知识储存在我们的脑海里面，却不落到我们的心里面的时候。
That even though there may only be a foot and a half difference between our mind and our hearts.
虽然我们的心和我们的脑只是有一，就是这么多。
There's still this huge gap.
但是却是有一个非常之大的空隙。
And that gap is likened to the distance between heaven and hell.
这个空隙就大到好像天和地那么大。
We have to approach truth with the right perspective.
当我们去认识真理的时候，我们要从一个正确的角度来看。
We have to understand where we really are at.
我们要认识我们所站立的地位是在哪里。
Who are we? What do we possess?
我们是谁呢? 我们所拥有的是什么呢?
The Lord says, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is the slave of sin.
耶稣就是这么说，我实实在在地告诉你们， 所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Everyone who commits a sin is the slave of sin.
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
That's all of us. That's you and me.
就是包括在我们所有的人，你和我。
It excludes nobody.
是没有一个人不是被包括在里面的。
And these Jews, they were part of everyone too.
这一班犹太人也都是被包括过来。
And because they were in sin, they were a slave to sin.
因为他们犯罪, 所以他们是罪的奴仆。
Not just a slave, but the slave to sin.
不是只是, 一个普通的奴仆, 却是罪的奴仆。
You know, the article the is important to recognize.
这个在英文里面, 这个字是很重要的。
Because if you think that you're just a slave to sin, then you think that you are just one amongst many, that you're just a part, you're just a small number in the crowd.
因为如果你只是一班奴仆中的其中一个，在一个很大的群众里面只是一个的时候，
But when you recognize that you are the slave of sin, then it becomes personal.
这个确实很不同，在当你认识你是这一位，这个你自己是罪的奴仆的时候，你就成为个人性了。
It comes to the front, it comes to the forefront, where everything is magnified. Everyone can see that you are the slave of sin. You are the poster child.
当你认识你自己就是这一位罪的奴仆的时候，这个就是很不同的改变。
It's just like the Apostle Paul would say that he's the chief among sinners.
就好像保罗讲，他是罪人中的罪魁。
This is what our perspective needs to be.
这个就是我们需要所拥有的观点。
We need to understand where we were.
我们需要认识我们所站立的地位。
So far away from God.
是和神是非常之隔离的。
We need the right perspective.
我们需要有正确的观点。
But in addition to having the right perspective, we also have to have the right heart. We have to have the right intent.
当我们拥有这个正确的观点的时候，我们亦都需要有一个正确的目的。
Turn with me over to the Gospel of John chapter 18, 10 chapters down.
我们请打开约翰福音第18章。
We can examine a little bit more about the intent as we approach truth.
我们再看一下，我们去寻求这个真理的时候，应该有一个正确的目的。
Starting in verse 33, we read about the account of our Lord before Pilate.
我们看一下第33节，我们看到比拉多和主的事情。
So Pilate therefore entered again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me? Pilate answered, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you up to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. Pilate therefore said to him, So you are a king. Jesus answered, You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no guilt in him.
约翰福音第18章第33至第38节，比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来对他说：你是犹太人的王吗？ 耶稣回答说：这话是你自己说的，还是别人论我对你所说的呢？ 比拉多说：我岂是犹太人呢？ 你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？ 耶稣回答说：我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的神仆必要增进，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属这世界。比拉多对他说：这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说：你说我是王，我为此而生，以为此来到世间，特为给真理作见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。比拉多说：真理是什么呢？ 说了这话，又出到犹太人那里，对他们说：我查不出他有什么罪来。
And then over in chapter 19, verses 10 and 11.
在第19章第10和第11节。
Pilate therefore said to him, You do not speak to me. Do you not know that I have authority to release you and I have authority to crucify you? Jesus answered, You would have no authority over me unless it has been given you from above. For this reason, he who delivered me up to you has the greater sin.
比拉多说：你不对我说话吗？ 你岂不知我有权柄？ 释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？ 耶稣回答说：若不是从上头赐给你的， 你就毫无权柄办我， 所以把我交给你的那人罪更重了。
See, Pilate, he didn't have the right perspective.
所以我们看到比拉多不是从一个正确的观点来看这件事情。
He thought he wielded all the power.
他以为他有所有的权柄,
and he used that to threaten the Lord. He had not listened to what the Lord had said in chapter
18.
About how he was a king.
讲到耶稣是那个王,
although it was not of this realm.
虽然这个国不是在这个世界,
now Pilate was actually talking to the king of the universe.
比拉多那时是跟这个宇宙的王去说话,
and it was not Pilate who really had the power, but it was this king, the Lord Jesus.
不是比拉多有这个权柄, 却是这位宇宙的王有这个权柄,
so we see that his perspective was wrong.
所以我们看到比拉多所站立的
We can see his intent was also wrong as he interrogated the Lord.
我亦都见到比拉多当佢审问耶稣嗰阵时嗰个目的亦都系错咗.
He had this discourse with the Lord. He had this discussion.
佢同主有呢个嘅对话.
And he found out what truth really is.
佢发现到真理系一件咩嘅回事.
Because the Lord spoke truth to him. And that everyone who is of the truth would hear his voice.
所有是属真理的就听到主的话.
And then Pilate responds, what is truth then?
这样比拉多的回应就是真理是什么回事呢?
His question, Pilate's question deserved a follow-up question.
比拉多这个问题需要有另外一个问题来接着的.
But he did not hold the question.
但是比拉多没问另外这个问题.
So it speaks volumes about his sincerity.
所以我们就这样看到比拉多问耶稣的目的.
He didn't care to hear about truth. He heard something about truth. There's some notion of truth.
他来到这里,他不是要真正去认识真理. 可能他在外面听到有些关系
And he should have spent more time to find out what that truth really was.
在那时候,比拉多实在应该是花更多的时间去问耶稣这个真理是什么一回事.
But he had business to attend to. Pilate had to go on to something else.
但是比拉多那时候有他所需要做的事情.
So he just passed Jesus off.
所以他就很快地离开.
You know, sometimes this is how it is like with people in the world.
很多时世界上的人就是这样.
And maybe that is how it was like with you, yourself, with me, as we first heard the gospel.
或者很多时候你和我都是这样,当我们开始听福音的时候.
Some of us, it took many, many times, many, many dumplings before we came to believe in the Lord.
很多人要用很多的时间去吃很多的饺子之后才会认识.
That the Lord kept having to hit us with the truth.
主耶稣要持续地将真理去讲给我们听.
Over and over again.
要一直一直地去做的时候.
Before we would finally accept.
直至我们接受主耶稣.
Now it's important that we have the right heart, the right intent.
我们实在需要有这个正确的心, 正确的目的.
Because if your heart is sincere.
因为如果你的心是
Then I think you will come to know this truth sooner than later.
你能够更加快地能够认识这个真理.
So then what is the definition of truth?
真理的解释是什么呢?
I believe it is that which is consistent with the original.
我相信真理的意思就是跟起初神所预备的是一致的.
Truth is that which is consistent with the original.
真理是跟起初符合的.
Everything that is not consistent with the original is just a replica. It's a type. It's a shadow.
所有跟起初不一样的全部都是假的或者是复制出来的.
And so as far as we are concerned, then there is only one truth in this universe.
所以在这个宇宙里面只有一个真理.
That is Christ, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
就是基督,就是那个使我们信心创始成终的.
Because he's the creator of the universe.
因为他是创造宇宙的.
He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega.
他是起初,亦都是末了的.
And by him, all things are held together.
亦都是靠着他所有东西都是被造的.
And everything else that is outside of him is just a shadow.
所有喺佢以外嘅都係影兒。
So we live in a world that is full of shadows.
所以我哋活喺呢個世界裡面係充滿咗呢個影兒嘅。
A world that is full of half truths.
係一個世界充滿咗一個一半嘅真理。
And Satan the enemy is just propping up all these half truths, wanting to deceive the unsaved.
仇敵就係將呢啲一半嘅真理放出嚟，嚟去迷惑人。
Even wanting to make those who are saved, those who are in the church, to be ineffective.
甚至將嗰啲已經得救喺教會裏面嘅，使佢哋冇咗呢個功效。
Now, so many people in this world do not believe that there is this absolute truth anymore.
在这个世界里面，很多人都觉得，在这个世界里面已经再没有这个绝对的真理。
Black and white has become very gray.
黑和白已经变为灰。
Especially for the young people.
特别那些年轻人。
Even the young people in the church.
甚至在教会里面的年轻人。
I've heard that over 90% of the young people today do not believe that there's an absolute right and wrong.
我聽過一個統計，有90%的人相信喺呢個世界裏面係冇絕對嘅真理嘅。And
the number is actually quite high as well as for those who profess to believe.
對於嗰啲自己話自己信主嘅人裏面，嗰個嘅數字亦都係偏高嘅。That
they just think that everything goes.
他們就是覺得所有東西就是這樣來，就是這樣去。
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, we'll take the best of this and that, and we'll mix it up, and what we come out with is religion.
在這個宗教拿一些最好的，那個宗教拿一些最好的，將他們混合在一起，就成為一個他們自己的宗教。
And that's what I believe in.
這個就是我所相信的。
Isn't that scary?
是不是很可怕呢?
Because if we were to believe in this, then we know what's going to happen.
因為如果我們要信這個宗教的時候，我們知道結果會是如何。That
this type of mentality has no basis.
因為這種相信是沒有這個根基的。It's
like the sifting or the sinking sand.
就好像一個流沙一樣。So
there is nothing by which we can stand on.
沒有一個根基我們能夠依靠站立。
You know, it reminds me of an individual I shared the gospel with before.
這樣提醒到我同一個微信的朋友，當我同佢分享福音嘅時候，
He just cannot get over the fact that we were learning so much in this technological age that things were changing and turning over.
他就是覺得在這個科技先進的世界裡面，所有事情、所有的事物都一直都很快的改變。
That it made no sense to place our faith in these things that were evolving and changing.
他覺得不應該將他的信心放在一些時常都改變的事情裡面。
But what he didn't understand was the path that he was headed towards.
但他不認識他的路是帶領他去哪裡。
Because this line of reasoning leads you to nowhere.
因為這一連串的思想是帶到他一個沒有結果的地步裡面。
Because you're not standing on anything.
因為你不是站立在任何的根基上面。
And that by choosing to wait until something new, something better comes along, you will have missed everything.
如果他是選擇去等一件最好的事情的時候，他就會錯過所有的事情。
No, it's much like those individuals who feel that everything must be proved to them.
就好像那些微信的朋友覺得所有事情都要被證實了之後才可以相信。Particularly
those who are in the scientific community.
好像那些特別那些在科學家裡面。
I think many of us heard recently about that great physicist, that theoretical physicist who said that he finally came to the conclusion that creation came upon spontaneously.
相信大家都聽過有一位很著名的科學家最近作了一篇言論，他說創造的起源是一些很
This is really the trap of Satan.
这个实在是撒旦的陷阱,
that we would be stuck at this level.
使我们停留在这个地步里面,
of just head knowledge and of wisdom.
就是头脑的认识的智慧,
because it is just all futility.
因为所有都是空虚的,
it's just chasing after the wind.
就好像暴风一样,
and you will never catch up to the wind.
你永远都不会捉到这个风,
and at the end of it, you will find that it's nothing but vanity.
最后你会发现, 一切都是虚空的,
we have to hold on to that which is true.
我们实在要找着这个,
and to that which is unchanging.
在这个真理底下, 所有的事情都是不变的,
we have to be people who learn to take the step of faith.
我们要学习作为一班人, 能够去作出这个信心的, 行出信心的第一步,
because at some point in time, we must make that step of faith.
因为在将来始终, 迟早我们都要行这个信心的一步,
otherwise we will have missed out on everything.
因为如果我们不敢做的时候, 我们就会错过所有的事,
no, praise the Lord.
我们感谢主,
because I think he has given us enough, he has shown us enough, he has given us enough evidence to believe that he does exist, that he is real.
因为主已经将足够的证据放在我们心里面使我们相信他是真实的,
but he hasn't given us so little that we can just go at him by sheer reason alone, that we can just believe in him based on what we can achieve and understand.
但他却不是给一些很少的证据使我们能够用我们的头脑去认识他,
that there still is an element of faith that is required.
因为在这些证据里面, 仍然要我们作出这个信心, 行信心这一步,
but not so much faith where it is ridiculous or where it is unreasonable.
但是却不是需要一个非常大的信心去做一些毫无根据的信心。
So then as we look at verse 32 and we look at what makes us free,
所以当我们看第32节的时候, 我们看看有什么能够使我们得自由呢?
We know that what the world holds on to is the matter of truth.
我们知道就是使我们得自由的就是真理,
but the Lord wants us to go beyond this.
但是主要我们行更深的一步,
I think many of us fail to acknowledge that there is a verse 31 that precedes verse 32.
我相信很多人都看到32节却是忘记了第31节,
that there is a precondition to having this truth and freedom.
就是在真理和自由以先, 有一个条件,
and that is abiding in his word.
就是要遵守他的话,
and not only abiding in his word,
不单只是遵守他的道,
but that there is a progression.
亦都是要一直去演变的,
that we become truly disciples of his.
要成为他的真门徒,
for when we abide in his word and we become his disciples,
因为当我们遵守他的道, 作他真的门徒的时候,
then we'll know the truth.
我们就能够认识真理,
and that will make us free.
真理就使我们得自由。
Now, by nature, we're individuals who don't want to work for things.
天然的,我们不愿意为着一些事情去动工,去努力。
And I think this is just part of our fallen nature.
相信是因为我们有这个堕落的天性。
But you know, God always had a work for us.
但是主时常都有一些工作要我们去做的。
We were to display His image, to bear His glory, bear His testimony.
我们是要彰显祂的样式,要彰显祂的荣耀。
This was not supposed to be hard work for us.
这些原本不应该是一些劳苦的工作,
but when we fell, it became toil, it became a burden, it became sweat.
但是当我们堕落了之后, 这些事情就变成了一些苦工。
Now, so God never intended for it to be a sweat and burden for us in order to work.
神从来都不是要我们去流汗、劳苦去做这些事情。
His work is supposed to be light.
他的工作原本应该是很轻便的。
You know, as we think about the back in the days of the Israelites as they were wandering in the wilderness,
当我们思想以色列人在旷野的时候,
I was just reading through and just remarking how many Levites there were that God had set aside to do the work of the tent of the assembly.
我就喺度睇下神係分配咗幾多利未人去作會幕嘅工作咧。
You know, the tent of the assembly wasn't something that was huge.
會幕唔係一個好大嘅會幕。
You know, it wasn't something that was bigger than a football field.
唔係比一個足球場大。
I didn't look at the exact dimensions, but from what I remember, it's maybe about half the size or even less.
我唔記得有幾大，但係我記得佢大約係有足球場嘅一半咁大。
And God had assigned over 8,000 Levites to take care of the things inside the tent.
但係神係分配咗8,000個利未人去管理會幕嘅事情。
To carry all the coverings and all the poles and pegs.
要佢哋去搬會幕裏面所有嘅物件。
Can you imagine that 8,000 people for so little work?
你能唔能夠想像到咧？ 8,000人去做一啲咁少嘅事情。
All that was expected of each individual was a little part.
神期望每一個人所做嘅只係一個好少嘅部分。
And even though it was very little, nevertheless, it was still very important.
雖然係一啲好少嘅部分，但係佢係非常之重要。
And they had to do the work right.
佢哋要正當正確嘅去作佢哋嗰一部分。
But I don't think it took much sweat.
但係我相信佢哋做嘅時候唔會流好多汗。
Now this is God's way for us.
呢個就係神為我哋預備嗰一條路。
That we wouldn't have to work that hard, that we would not have to sweat.
佢唔係要我哋勞苦流汗去做佢嘅工作。
But we as individuals, as even brothers and sisters in Christ, we do sweat.
但係我哋喺弟兄姊妹當中發現我哋做神嘅工嘅時候非常之勞苦。
Why is that?
點解咧？
I think that's because we have not learned to truly become disciples of our Lord.
我相信原因係因為我哋未學習到作為主嘅真門徒。
We have not learned the meaning of what it is to deny ourselves and to take up his cross daily.
我哋仲未學習到如何為舍己，天天背起佢嘅十字架。
You know, we still approach it like the world does, that there's a price that has to be paid, there's a fee that must be surrendered.
我哋仍然係從世界嘅角度嚟看呢件事情，有一個價我哋要去付，我哋要作出付出我哋嘅勞力。
And yes, we do have to give up of ourselves.
當然我哋要捨己。
But in there lies the blessing.
但係喺捨己裡面有神嘅祝福。
Because it's the Lord's cross that we're to bear.
因為係主自己嘅十字架我哋要背。
It's what the Lord has already done for us.
係主已經為我哋所作嘅事情。
He already bore the cross for us.
佢已經為我哋背十字架。
And so we need to exchange our old life, our old endemic, that dead life, for a corrupted life, for that life which is His life.
所以要用我哋呢個舊亞當嘅生命去交換主耶穌新嘅生命過嚟。
And until we do that, then it's going to continue to be work for us. It's going to be labor and sweat.
除非我哋將呢個新生命交換過嚟，如果唔係，我哋所有嘅工作一定會繼續都係勞苦。
We have to take upon His new life.
我哋實在要將佢哋主嘅新生命接過嚟。
That's what it means to be a disciple.
呢個就係作門徒嘅意思。
As our brothers have shared with us, especially much over the past few months, discipleship is a way of life.
就好似弟兄喺過去嗰幾個月同我哋交通，門徒係一個生命嘅流露。
You know, it's being an apprentice.
就好似作一個學徒咁樣。
You know, learning the tools, learning the skills of the trade.
要學呢個師傅嗰個嘅門藝。
Learning how to listen to the word of God, learning how to pray for others.
要學習點樣去聽神嘅話，點樣為其他人祈禱。
Exercising our faith.
係使用我哋嘅信心。
Helping the poor and the sick.
係要幫助貧窮嘅有病嘅。
But it's more than just doing a bunch of things.
係唔係單止係做好多嘅事情。
It's leading a new life. It's giving up that old life. It's casting aside those nets.
是要活一个新的生命, 将旧的生命写过来,
and taking up the Lord's calling for a new life.
是要将神这个新生命的呼召接过来.
See, the experience has to become real for us.
所以这个经历, 实在要在我们当中成为一个真实.
Until we truly experience the life of the Lord, we will not be able to know what it really means to be set free.
除非我们能够经历神的生命在我们里面, 如果不是我们不能够认识自由真正的意义,
it will just be head knowledge. It will just be something that we profess but we don't possess.
直至这样的时候, 除非这样的时候,
you know, the Lord calls us to serve Him.
大家都知道主呼召我们去服侍祂,
but I think many of us are so busy in this world that we can hardly hear the Lord's call.
但是在我们繁忙的生活里面,我们却是听不到神的呼召。
Or that when He does call us, we find it that it's a matter of something that is too inconvenient and something that's not comfortable.
或者当我们真的听到主向我们呼召的时候,我们会觉得祂呼召我们所做的事情是很不方便。
So we don't respond to the call.
所以我们不回应祂向我们的呼召。
You know, I praise the Lord, a sister shared with us a few weeks ago at prayer meeting.
我感谢主, 有位姊妹在祷告聚会几个星期之前, you know,
的交通, she gave thanks back to the Lord for how the Lord had called her out in the recent months.
她感谢主, 因为她在这几个月里面,
to serve in areas that she normally hadn't served in before.
神是呼召她在一些她一直都没有服侍的方面上服侍,
maybe even in areas where she felt uncomfortable.
甚至是在一些她不习惯的服侍上有服侍.
You know, and this sister, perhaps she wasn't what you would call the prototypical individual to serve in these areas.
这位姊妹, 可能她真的通常都不会是在这一方面去服侍的.
I think she had mentioned that she had come to serve as an usher at a conference, and that she had also been asked to serve in the children's ministry at a special meeting.
她所交通的,她是被召要在特会里面服侍做这个招待,也要服侍在儿童聚会里面.
It would have been easy for her to not take up this call and just to be comfortable and say, oh, it's more important to be at the Lord's feet listening to His word.
她可以用一些藉口,例如能够在主的脚前听祂的道,比服侍更加重要,这些藉口.
You know, I can't miss these meetings. I've got to be there at all costs. That's what the Lord values.
她可以说,我不能够错过这些聚会,我一定要听到主的话.
And besides that, I'm not qualified to serve in these areas. I've never done it before. I don't have the experience.
她也可以说,我没有这个资格在这些事情上服侍.
But the Lord gave her the opportunity.
但是主给她这个机会,
and she took hold of the opportunity.
她就抓住这个机会,
and she was so blessed.
她就实在被主大大的祝福.
She spoke with so much joy when she realized that was what the Lord wanted her to do.
她交通的时候能够充满着喜乐, 因为她知道这些服侍是神
because she had entered into the Lord's goodness.
因为她已经进入了主这个美好里面.
Because she had come to experience the Lord.
因为她来到去经历了主.
And the freedom that it was within the Lord that has no bounds, either bounds by this world or even bounds by that which brothers and sisters that we put upon one another.
亦都能够享受 从主里面来的自由,祂再不是被很多的事情去捆绑住.
For the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
因为神的儿子要祂得自由,你们就要得自由了.
So it was the Son who made her free to be able to say yes to serve in these areas.
所以实在是儿子使祂得自由,使这位姊妹 能够去答应在这些服侍上面有服侍.
And so by saying yes, she was able to enter in and to experience the goodness and the truth of our Lord.
所以当她答应的时候,她就能够进入主自己的美好里面.
And so this set her free from all those things that bind us, from being able to live under the Lord.
所以这些事情使她得自由，使她能够在主里面得到品尝主的美好。
You know, because the Lord truly has set her free and has set all of us free who have entered into this life.
因为主实在使这位姊妹使我们得到自由，使我们能够进入她的生命里面。
That we are free indeed, as it says in verse 35. Free through and through, free completely and wholly.
就好像36节那里讲到，使我们得到真自由。
This is the freedom that the Lord would have for us.
这个就是主为我们所预备的自由。
Not just a small little area of freedom in one part of our life, but complete freedom.
不是在我们生命中一小部分得到自由，却是一个完全的自由。
But we must learn to surrender ourselves in our lives.
但我们实在要学习将我们的生命写过来。
Not by our own efforts.
不是靠我们自己。
But based on what the Lord has done.
却是根据主为我们所作的。
Because it's by His power that we have the freedom. It's not by our own doing or our own merit.
因为实在是主的能力使我们得自由，不是靠我们自己的行为。
We must possess Christ. We must hold on to Him.
我们实在要拥有基督，实在要找住基督。
And of course, then part of holding on to Him then is abiding in His Word.
当然，当我们要找住基督的时候，实在要遵守祂的话。
You know, we're no longer to be individuals like slaves who are trapped in this world.
我们不是再是奴仆，被这个世界捆绑住。
Living in a system or a philosophy.
是住在一个系统，在一个哲学里面。
Or even man-made notions or ideas that have infiltrated into the church.
或者住在一些人所做的理论，甚至这些理论可能已经入侵了教会里面。
You know, these Jews, they were still people who lived in sin.
这一班犹太人是仍然住在罪里面。
Because they were still enslaved to the notion of nationalism.
因为他们仍然被这个爱国这个思想被捆绑住。
They prided themselves on the fact that the nation of Israel was a sovereign nation, that they were a free people.
他们仍然以以色列作为一个角度，
the people of Israel mistakenly prided themselves on being free.
因为以色列国他们自己感到骄傲，所以他们觉得仍然有自由。
Sorry, I should not have stuck the word nationalism in there. I threw him off. So these were individuals then who were enslaved.
所以这班犹太人实在是被捆绑住。
They were trapped within their own incorrect thinking.
他们是被他们一些不正确的思想捆绑住。
And so they were like the slave who was in this house.
所以就好像在一个家里面作奴仆咁样。
One who actually does not remain in the house forever.
作奴仆就不能够永远的住在这个家里面。
Because they wanted to be out of the house.
因为他们想离开这个家。
They wanted to do their own thing.
他们想做他们想。
They did not understand the things of God.
他们不明白神的事情。
They want to have their own freedom.
他们想得到他们自己的自由。
They were like a transient who's stuck.
他们就好像一班客旅。
A homeless person.
是周围的游荡。
With no true home.
没有一个真正的家。
That he just felt that his time, they felt their time in the house was just a temporary time. They couldn't wait to get out.
他们觉得在神的家里面只是一个短暂的时间，他们很期望离开这个家。
I wonder, as children of God, do we feel that same way when we come into His house?
我们不知道在我们当中作为神的儿女，是不是有同一样的思想呢？
That as we're sitting here, we're just thinking about, oh, I can't wait till this afternoon. I can't wait till our brother finishes.
當我哋坐喺度聽到嘅時候，我哋就喺度諗啊，我實在期待弟兄講完道啊，能夠離開。
I can't wait till lunch. That smells good today.
啊，實在期待午餐下面嘅煮飯嘅香氣實在好香。
That we're so preoccupied on all the other things that God would not want us to be preoccupied with.
啊，我哋實在係俾一啲神唔希望我哋所想嘅事情能係佔據住我哋嘅腦海。
That we put our work in front of God's work.
我哋將我哋自己嘅工作放喺神嘅工作之前。
That we put our activities in front of God's service.
啊，將我哋嘅活動放喺神嘅侍奉之前。
Or that we even put the notion of acquiring knowledge in front of what that the Spirit reveals to us.
我哋甚至係將要去得到一啲嘅知識放喺聖靈嘅經歷之前。
These are all traps that Satan would have for us.
呢啲所有都係撒旦為我哋所設嘅陷阱。
But the slave who realizes his master's goodness will want to stay behind.
但係一個奴仆若果品嚐過佢主人嘅美好嘅時候，呢位奴仆就願意留低喺呢個家。
And he comes to confess, you know, how lovely are thy dwelling places, O Lord.
呢個奴仆能夠去講你嘅居所何其美好。
How blessed are those who dwell in thy house.
如此住在他的殿係便是有福。
For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 outside.
一日喺神嘅家裏面比起喺神嘅家以外更加好。
And I would just rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
我寧願係住喺神嘅家係比起住喺一個邪惡人嘅家裏面更加好。
This is what we were like.
呢個就係我哋實在需要。
We were outside, but then the Lord revealed Himself to us.
我哋係喺神嘅家以外，但係神係將自己將佢自己向我哋顯露出嚟。
And so no longer then are we slaves of sin, but we have become slaves to God.
我哋唔再係罪嘅奴仆，我哋成為神自己嘅奴仆。
Because He has adopted us.
因為佢已經將我哋收養過嚟。
And He's given us sonship.
佢哋將作兒子嘅名分俾我哋。
He's given us an inheritance.
佢哋將呢個嘅產業賜俾我哋。
And so we've been set free unto God.
所以喺神裏面我哋得到自由。
Through a spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
藉住喺基督裏面呢個生命嘅聖靈，我哋得到呢個自由。
So then our attitude and our heart changes.
所以我哋嘅心，我哋嘅態度要改變。
We're no longer that slave who just wants to run from outside the house.
我哋唔再係一個奴仆期望離開呢個家。
But we have become like that adopted son. We become like the son who remains in the house.
我哋成為咗呢個被收養過嚟嘅兒子，我哋成為咗呢個家裏面嘅兒子。
And not only does that son remain in the house, but the son remains forever in the house.
唔單止係短暫嘅留喺呢個家，佢係永遠嘅留喺呢個家裏面。
Now, so we're to live as people who are in the house of God.
所以我哋實在要活我哋嘅生命好似一個兒子嘅生命一樣。
And the Lord would want us to learn how to live as sons of God in His house.
神係願意我哋學習點樣活喺呢個家裏面，點樣活一個作兒子嘅生活。
Not necessarily like Moses.
唔一定要好似摩西咁樣。
No, because Moses, he was one who was faithful in God's house.
因為摩西喺神嘅家裏面忠心。
But he was faithful just as a servant.
但係佢作為一個仆人，佢仍然都係忠心。
But it was Christ who was faithful as a son in God's house.
但係係基督，佢係喺神嘅家裏面作兒子作忠心。
You see, we have to exchange that which is old, the Mosaic law, the law of sin and death, with that which is new, the life in Christ.
所以我哋見到我哋要將從前從摩西裏面藉住律法嘅生命係同去將基督呢個嘅恩典真理嘅生命交換過嚟。
This then is how we are to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
所以我哋喺神嘅家裏面就係要靠著耶穌嘅生命嚟活出。
If you turn back with me in the book of John, chapter 1.
我哋請打開約翰福音第一章。
Verses 17 and 18.
第十七節到十八節。
John chapter 1, verses 17 and 18.
約翰福音第一章第十七節到第十八節.
There it reads, For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
那裡講到律法本是藉著摩西傳的, 恩典和真理都是由耶穌基督來的.
No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father. He has explained him.
從來沒有人看見神, 只有在父懷裡的獨生子將他表明出來.
The law came through Moses, the servant.
律法是藉著摩西傳出來的, 摩西作為僕人.
Grace and truth came through the Son, Jesus.
恩典和真理是藉著耶穌基督來的, 就是這位兒子.
And he has been in the bosom of his Father.
這位兒子一直都是在父懷裡面.
So this is why he is able to explain to us everything that he has seen.
所以耶穌能夠將父表明出來,
including God himself.
甚至是父自己都能夠向我們表明出來.
And so it's on that premise then by which we are able to stand on his word.
所以就是靠著我們站在神的話上面.
Because he has seen the Father.
因為他已經見過神.
And he only speaks on the Father's behalf.
他只是會為著父神來說話.
And so we can place our faith and full confidence in him.
所以我們能夠將我們的信心完全的放在主身上面.
Whereas the world places their faith in the Father of lies.
但是不是好像這個世界將他們的信心放在這個說謊人之父身上面.
As it says in verse 38, these are the ones who do the things which they have heard from their father.
這些人在第38節那裡講到你們所行的是在你們的父那裡聽見的.
And if we were to read on, which we didn't this morning, but in verse 44, we see the description of who this father is, Satan, and how he's described as a father of lies.
我們如果看第44節那裡就形容這個世界的父親是誰就是這個說謊人之父.
There is no truth in him.
在他裡面沒有真理.
What do we want to hold on today, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹,我們今天所找著的是什麼呢?
Do we want to be filled with the Word or do we want to be filled with the world?
我們願不願意被神的話充滿呢? 卻是想被世界充滿呢?
God's Word needs to have a place within us.
神的話實在需要在我們心裡面有一個部分.
That was the problem with these Jews. The word had not taken its place within them. It had not sunk into their skulls.
這些就是這班猶太人的問題,因為神的話,他們不接受.
It was not real. They professed to believe, but they did not really possess in their hearts.
他們腦海裡面相信,他們的心卻是不相信.
Because if we love him, we will keep his commandments.
因為若我們愛我們的主,我們就會遵守他的道.
We're to be people who make progress in the Lord's Word.
我們需要在主的話上成長.
We're to grow in it.
我們要將它慢慢成長.
We're to be built up in it.
我們要靠著神的話被建立.
We should not be having to learn the same things over and over again.
我們不是應該要學同一樣的功課.
And so that's where discipleship, serving the Lord is so important.
所以作門徒,作主的僕人是非常重要.
Because until we actually experience truth, then it's all just head knowledge.
因為除非我們真正經歷過這個真理,不是的話,我們所有都是頭腦的知識.
But then when we can experience the Lord through His living Word, as manifested with service, then it will become a reality.
但是如果我們能夠藉著服侍, 能夠去經歷神的話的時候,神的話就能夠成為這個我們的真實.
So brothers and sisters, we have to learn to keep his word.
所以弟兄姊妹,我們實在要學習遵守他的道.
Now don't just borrow it for the time, don't just receive it, but hold on to it.
不要只是將這個話接過來,我們卻是要抓住他的話.
Keep it close to your side, by your heart.
是要將這些話時常的放在我們的心.
And if we do so, we shall never see death, as the Lord proclaims, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death.
当我们这样做的时候，好像主讲，实在的告诉你，若果你遵守我的话，就永远不见死。
For we walk in the Lord's way, we will just see the Lord's goodness.
因为如果我们是靠着主过我们的生活的时候，我们就会看见主的可爱。
The Lord has already tasted death for us.
主已经为我们尝过死的滋味。
Right, he took sin and he crucified it on the cross.
他背负我们的罪，被钉在十字架上面。
Why would we want to taste it again?
为什么我们想去再尝下死的滋味呢？
So instead he says to deny ourselves and to take up his cross.
所以主就教我们要舍己，背起他的十字架。
Follow after him, take up his life.
去跟从他，将他的生命接过来。
You know, this last verse here, verse 51, makes me think about why it is that we want to go to heaven.
在第51节那里，就使我思想，为什么我们想去，去天堂呢？
Why is it that we would not want to see death?
为什么我们不想再见到死呢？
Now, what's our motivation for going to heaven?
我们去天堂的动机是什么呢？
Really, for believing in going to heaven. Is it because we want to be safe, we want to be comfortable?
是不是因为我们想被得救过来，使我们能够有享受呢？
Or is it because we want to see our friends and our family members up there who have passed ahead of us?
定是或者我们想见返啲已经被主接去的亲戚朋友呢？
Or is it because we want to see the Lord himself?
定是我们想见主自己呢？
You know, anything short of wanting to see the Lord himself, and we'll be individuals who will have regret.
如果你的动机不是只是想见主的话，你就会后悔了。
Because we will have missed out on the truth of the matter, what God's real heart is.
因为如果我们没有这个动机的时候，我们就错过了认识神的心意。
What is it that God has set within our hearts?
我们神放在我们的心里面的是什么回事呢？
And that is to know him.
就是要认识他。
To have him, to be with him.
拥有他，要与他同在。
And so don't trade that in for anything else.
所以不要以认识主来去同任何事情交换。
The Lord calls us.
主呼召我们。
Do we hear his calling?
我们听不听到他的呼召呢？
Are we going to be ready?
我们会不会预备好自己呢？
He doesn't just call us to be there.
他不是只是呼召我们去到佢嗰度。
He calls us to be there to participate.
佢呼召我哋去到佢嗰度有参与。
So we have to be ready.
所以我哋要预备好自己。
For if you were invited to a football game or to a concert,
因为如果你被邀请到去一个球赛或者去一个音乐会嘅时候
，and over the PA system, the announcer would say, call your name out and ask you to come up.
在那个球赛或者演唱会里面那个负责人 去叫这个名叫你的名
whether to play ball or whether to sing
叫你去打波或者 去唱歌
you will embarrass yourself if you're not ready
如果你不是预备好自己的话你就会自己去蒙羞了
you will have regret because you had not adequately prepared
你自己会后悔因为你没有自己预备好自己
well, brothers and sisters we know that we have been called we've been invited to a wedding feast
弟兄姊妹我们都知道我们被邀请去到一个的婚宴里面
and we haven't just been called to go there just to be a seat a person a warm to fill out a seat
我们不是只是被邀请就是坐在这个婚礼里面
and to enjoy the luxurious meal and the entertainment that the Lord provides for us
只是去享受主为我们预备的筵席
but he calls us there so that we could become a people who would know him and have this fellowship with him
他邀请我们到这个婚宴他是要我们去认识他与他有交通
so then let us learn to have this fellowship with him by reading his word, by abiding in his word.
所以实在愿意我们学习与他有交通是藉着去读他的话
by experiencing him and knowing him.
是藉着去经历他去认识他
so that we don't miss out.
使我们不会错过这个机会
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
你要尝尝主恩的滋味
How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
投靠他的人就有福了
Our brothers and sisters, let's learn to take refuge in our Lord. For when we taste Him and we see Him, then we will know what the real truth is. And we will be set free to serve a life under our Lord. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are so good to us. That you have called us into your house. Out of the bondage of sin. And into an adoption of sons. That we could live in your house and dwell with you. That we can come and know you and experience you. Help us to learn to cast aside all of our reservations and all of our fears. And to place our trust wholly in you. Not accepting the things of this world. But holding on to your very own words. That we may know your true heart. Lead us in this way, Father. We commit ourselves unto you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.